USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A private payroll jobs report for September finds American job creation stronger than a hurricane. ADP says the economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month, the most in its survey in 7 months, even with Hurricane Florence, which had many analysts predicting the numbers would be down, closer to 179,000 new jobs. The government's jobs report's due out Friday. They're cleaning up in parts of Pennsylvania and far northeastern Ohio after tornadoes touched down yesterday. One of them tears a roof off a nursing home in Conneautville, PA, where an assistant fire chief says they had to relocate residents to a middle school.
It's a very traumatic experience for them to go through all of a sudden, that, you know, from tornadoes coming down and then leaving your home.
This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
We're getting closer to today's test of the new wireless emergency alert system. It's to be tested at 2:18 p.m. Eastern time today. People across the U.S. will be getting a loud tone and vibration on their cell phones. The system's designed to send out so-called presidential alerts in national emergencies. Days ago, the president called the first woman to accuse his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct credible. Last night, at a rally in Mississippi, he changes his tone.
What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
The president referring to what Christine Blasey Ford says she can't remember about the incident she alleges happened 30 years ago when she claims Kavanaugh tried to assault her at a high school party. Her lawyer says Trump's words were a vicious, vile, and soulless attack. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
American Catholics apparently losing confidence in the way Pope Francis is dealing with clergy sex scandals, according to a new survey. The new poll comes from the Pew Research Center. It finds only 31% of Catholics in the United States say the Pope's handling of the scandals is good or excellent, down from 45% when the year began. And in contrast, 62% say Francis is doing a fair or poor job when it comes to responding to abuse and cover-ups. 7 in 10 American Catholics say their overall opinion of Pope Francis remains favorable, but that's down 12 points from what was found in the survey in January. Missouri is down to one abortion clinic amid a legal battle over state abortion laws there. A Planned Parenthood Great Plains spokeswoman says abortions which had been scheduled for today at their clinic in Columbia, Missouri, had to be canceled, and the organization's clinic in St. Louis is now the only one in the state that can provide abortions under that law. Federal appeals judges ruling last month, Missouri can enforce the requirement that doctors must have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals before they can perform abortions. And the Columbia Clinic could not meet that legal requirement. And a man's recovering after he got his finger bitten by a baby rhinoceros at the Cincinnati Zoo. He was trying to give a treat to the animal, which zookeepers say he shouldn't have been doing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.